Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, January 31st. In the first of two feature stories about healthcare in Colorado, KUNC's Scott Franz brings us a story from Summit County. Residents there decided they were paying too much for health insurance. So they took matters into their own hands and created the Peak Health Alliance to lower premiums. Plans started this year, and people are paying 20% less because of them. In collaboration with KUNC, 1A's Amanda Williams learned how they did it with one of the plan's architects.
So Summit County isn't very big, but Tamara Pogue wanted to drive through the area that the county is most known for. It's ski towns. Pogue has lived here for 15 years, and in that time, she's watched the cost of living force many of her neighbors out of the county. So she helped found the Peak Health Alliance.
But it basically allows for a community to create a nonprofit that will work to represent consumers, and I mean consumers that buy their own insurance, and small business owners and large businesses, to try and work with the hospital to achieve lower prices, and then take those lower prices and essentially bid them out to insurance carriers to offer insurance premiums that are then less than where we sat before now.
Because of tourists' high use of the local hospital and Summit County's high cost of living, Peak Health found that county residents were paying as much as 80% more than someone in Denver for the same services. And because of that, residents only went to local providers at the hospital, owned by Centura, about 30% of the time. They often instead chose to make the drive down to Denver. So getting residents to use the local hospital, St. Anthony Summit in Frisco, was a big part of the goal. But Lee Boyles, the CEO of that hospital, says negotiating with Peak Health was also just the right thing to do.
We have a pretty captive market up here, and it's a very unique market where almost 90% of our business comes from outside of the county. So we took some pretty aggressive rate reductions, but we also felt that was appropriate and what was needed for the communities.
And negotiating those hospital prices down had a big impact on the premiums that insurance carriers were willing to charge. Tamara Pogue says that rates dropped across all of the insurance markets.
And at the end of the day, we now know in the individual market, our rates are about 20% less than they were last year. In the small group market, our internal data shows us that our premiums are 15 to 20% less.
Glenn Brady is just one of those residents who saw immediate savings. I met him at his realty office off of Main Street in Frisco. He had this big box with him, paperwork for some of the hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills he's still dealing with from his wife's cancer care.
When we found out she had stage 4 cancer, I wasn't exactly thinking about shopping for the lowest price. It was more, who can we see that's in our network?
Brady's wife died 18 months ago, and he's still sorting through all of the bills, figuring out what he needs to pay and what insurance will take care of. On top of his monthly premiums was a high deductible, and between the two, he says he was paying close to $30,000 a year toward insurance. But he says he saw big savings when he switched to a Peak plan.
So it was an immediate savings of around $800 or so. And it went right, you know, to my children's bottom line. I immediately used that money towards additional health care, you know, the grocery bill. I mean, I never thought I would say this, but somehow I have to fill up my refrigerator twice a week.
Tamara Pogue, the CEO of Peak Health Alliance, was glad to see the prices drop, but she says it's not enough. As we drove around Dillon Reservoir, essentially completing our loop of the county, she told me that a big part of the ongoing solution to get costs down further is to get other communities on board with Peak Health's model.
The dynamic that we found in Summit County is not going to be the dynamic we find in any of these other counties, but the process is the same.
That expansion is why Pogue spent one morning a few days later presenting the Peak Health model to a room packed wall to wall with business leaders and residents of Garfield County. After the meeting, I talked with County Commissioner Tom Jankowski.
How'd you feel about the turnout?
Great turnout, so I was really happy.
Jankowski is a Republican, and he led Garfield County to pay Peak $50,000 to see if the model will work for their community, too.
There's something wrong, especially in western Colorado, because our prices are some of the highest in the nation. And so the thing that excited me about Peak was that, you know, we've had a lot of emphasis on the individual market, but this, they also bring in the small group market for both employers and nonprofits, as well as larger markets, self-insured. And so they have a model that works, you know, for our population here.
Are you optimistic about it?
I am cautiously optimistic. We have to do something.
And that is why Tamara Pogue is traveling the Western Slope county by county to spread this idea that individuals can have an impact on healthcare costs. They just have to band together. From Summit County, I'm Amanda Williams.
Next here on Friday, we have a funny story from Telluride. If Telluride is making the news, it's probably for skiing or maybe a summer festival. But on Monday this week, the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office stole the limelight. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KOTO's Julia Caulfield has more.
It all started when a boulder fell into Highway 145, blocking eastbound traffic. Susan Lilly, public information officer for the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office, did what she typically does and posted a warning on both Facebook and Twitter. But there was a small mistake. Here's NPR's Steve Inskeep explaining on Morning Edition.
When a boulder fell on a Colorado highway, the San Miguel County Sheriff's Office responded with a warning. A tweet said the road was blocked by, quote, a large boulder the size of a small boulder. They meant to say the size of a small car, but Twitter is unforgiving. One person offered thanks that it wasn't a large boulder the size of a large boulder, and another named the rock Biggie Smalls. If you don't know, now you know.
By Wednesday afternoon, the tweet had been liked over 200,000 times, with close to 40,000 retweets. That's up from 2 to 6 retweets Lilly says the sheriff's Twitter page typically gets for a post. So, what's it like to be the person behind the viral tweet?
You know, at first I was embarrassed. How could I do this? Oh my gosh. I remember rereading and checking it. And of course, my eyes saw small car, not small boulder. So I thought all was good until I realized it wasn't. But now I'm just kind of entertained like the rest of you, but maybe in a slightly different way. You know, we wish we were that creative to have used humor to get our message across, but in fact, it was an error.
The tweet has inspired memes and witty retorts. One Twitter user commented, quote, "Americans will really use any other system of measurement than metric, won't they?" Looking for the silver lining, Lilly says the tweet has helped spread her original message.
If it reminds people to be a little more careful on the roadway, all is great, especially since it came at no cost. No one was injured in making the tweet.
If you're driving Highway 145 towards Telluride, take a peek off the side of the road, and you may see a boulder, known to some as Biggie Smalls.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, January 31st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.